The Pacific Asia Travel Association said Thursday that the industry in the Asia-Pacific region could show signs of recovery by the end of 2009. A new PATA report says in Southeast Asia, international arrivals will grow by almost 77 million in 2011, up from over 62 million in 2007. Travel agents, hotels and airlines have faced tough times, with visitor arrivals to the Asia-Pacific region falling nearly 3% in late 2008. Destinations such as Thailand, Cambodia and Hong Kong, heavily dependent on tourism, have particularly suffered. John Kaldowski, PATA's Strategic Intelligence Director, says PATA sees late 2009 as a turning point for the regional travel industry.
We believe that we may start to see signs of that happening towards the end of the third quarter of this year, quite possibly the fourth quarter, but we're really probably talking first and second quarters of 10 before we can start to see some of that that movement that's consistent.
But he warns the hard times are not yet over. National tourism organisations in the region have countered the slump with new advertising. Promotions by South Korea lifted arrivals by 25% in January and February. Similar promotions underpinned the industry in Taiwan and India, but arrivals in China, Thailand and Japan all declined. The International Aviation Transport Association says global passenger traffic will contract by 2% this year but recover in 2010. In 2008, airlines suffered an overall loss of nearly $8.5 billion, but the loss is expected to shrink this year to about $5 billion. PATA expects modest growth in 2009 of 3.5% in regional arrivals, in contrast to an increase of over 8% in 2007. Kaldowski says he expects the travel industry to face major structural changes as it recovers. Some airlines, hotel chains and other businesses may fail or have to change their operating practices.
The industry will come through it, but it will be a radically different industry. The aviation sector could be very, very different in its guise. However, I think we will come through it, but not all businesses will survive.
By 2008, tourist arrivals to the Asia-Pacific region had nearly doubled to 385 million from a decade earlier. Over the same period, global travel rose by one-third. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.